Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey everybody, pop art painter Jamie Rocks here. This is the today's podcast. It's that time of year between mid to late November, of course, the big holiday and whatnot. And it's this time you've been doing the show as long as I have. You come to find out that this time of year it's difficult to get book guests because everybody's busy, man. It's family holiday. Everybody's doing their thing. And man, I look terrible today. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jamie Rocks about 90% of the time, 85-90% of the time. This is, I always say editor mode on here, but really this is work mode. I have been painting all day. I did some outside stuff. And other than that, some chores I needed to get done, some chores I needed to do. But other than that, I have been inside painting. I'm trying to move something here. And the painting wants some attention. This is the latest one I'm working on. I don't want to show it too much. I paint light to dark. So the level, it's almost done, but I got to do the dark level on it. And it just doesn't look as deep. We're like, oh, you want to see the progress of the pool? No, you don't. No, you don't. Trust me, you really don't. You want to see it when it's finished and all pretty and everything. You don't watch your beautiful gal go through the steps of her beauty routine. You want the end result. That's how it is with my painting. Anyhow, I said, I got a little time while that dries a little more. And yeah, I tell you, yesterday and today, I was hanging this piece of art, outdoor art, and I had to get up on the ladder both days and drill through some metal and stuff. It was just, I did too much. For those who don't know, they haven't watched the show or read the blog or whatever. About 15 years ago, I had some real serious medical stuff, surgeries and whatnot. I had a hernia I didn't take care of, and it became a serious problem. I was in the hospital for 90 days, 3 months. 3 months, ladies and gentlemen. That's a long time to be in the hospital. I hear people complain, oh, I was in there for 4 days. That sounds like a picnic to me. Try 3 months. But anyhow, like I said, that was about 15 years ago. Part of that, when I overdo it, and I've been warned about this and everything else, and I forget sometimes, it's been 15 years. When I overdo it, it acts up. So I did that and I'm feeling it. You might see me wince a little bit during this every so often. That's what that's about. Isn't getting older so much fun? It's just an adventure every day. But I'm glad I'm here. Man, yeah, it's talking to me today. I overdid it. That's what happened, ladies and gentlemen. Anyhow, what was I talking about? Karina Nestahl, that's who this Vint Classic put. That's what I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, folks, so what happens this time of year? It's hard to book guests. And so I pay for all this time and the meter doesn't stop running just because there's a holiday or something. And rather than have that space go unused, that time go unused, we got 1,500 episodes in archive. And a big chunk of that is behind the Patreon paywall. So if you're a Patreon member, you can listen to every episode. Yeah, it's great. What we do and what I decided to do is, all right, we've done it before every so often. is we'll do a classic podcast. We'll pull one of those podcasts out and dust it off a little bit, run it through the new, we've got much better software these days, believe me, run it through the software and whatnot, clean it up a little bit, and put those up on YouTube. Jazz it up a little. And we call it enhanced audio in the business. All that means is this was originally recorded as an audio podcast. That's how we did it back then. And so what we do now is we make it visually interesting, of course, to watch or listen to. And also the tracks, we don't do much to them audio-wise because they don't need it. They've been through mastering and all this and that. But we got to do something to them. We can't just play the music during the middle of the podcast. So we add a little video visual element and whatnot to it. Karina Nastal, that's who the podcast we're going to be featuring today. She'd been on the show a few times, but this is from 2022. She had just dropped a new EP and was on talk telling me about it. And it was really good. She is a fantastic musician. She's a singer, songwriter, performer. She performs and does her art, her work in both English and Spanish. There you go. But it's just super high quality. And so when we did this for this, we added the lyrics into the video of her. We played a couple Spanish tracks and a couple of English tracks and during the podcast. So if you're learning Spanish, did you a big favor? There you go. How about that? Huh? How about that, ladies and gentlemen? So without further ado, here it is. This is classic podcast from all the way back from 2022, which doesn't sound that long ago. I mean, really, it's only 3 years ago, but it's a good one. So I thought we'd feature this one. And we're going to have a few of these out this part of the month. Here's this one leading up to all that. And enjoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm glad you did. Hey, just before we start, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, you might hear some clickety-clacking during tonight's show. That isn't a sad woman slowly walking away at the end of a movie or bitter affair. Oh, no, that is the cough drop in my mouth clicking against my teeth. We've been off the last week. Me and my wife went to Disney World, the happiest place on earth. Had a great time. First of all, always have a good time at Disney. And I went up there for the food and wine. Ate all kinds of fancy finger out, pinky out food. And it was just wonderful. Got back. My wife was sick. Then I was actually making fun a little bit when she got sick because that's the kind of guy I am. No, but I was just, as those who know us personally, my wife's a hugger. All of her friends are huggers. I, however, am not. I didn't mind the whole pandemic with the socially distancing thing and non-hugging. That fit my bill. So when we got back, she got sick. And I was like, hey, everybody makes fun of Jamie for not hugging, but he's not sick. Yeah, the universe said, I love irony. So here you go, buddy. And gave me like the worst head cold known to man. I am fine, though. I haven't said anything about it on social media because, frankly, whenever you write anything like about stuff like health, stuff like that, like your first night in the county lockup or something, everybody's a lawyer and gives you advice and all this and that. Maybe it's fine, but I'm just not in the mood for a lot of nonsense. So I didn't say anything. This is the first announcement of it. And you can tell by my lovely singing voice. It sounds more frog-like than ever. I apologize. Doing the best I can. My finger's on the cough button here. Not the cough medicine. That's the other hand. No, the cough button. So I should be okay. And it doesn't matter because nobody's tuning in to listen to me. Our guest tonight, she's been the most returned guest on a show. She's up there. She's up there, folks. And with good reason. She is cool, turned up to 10, number one. And she is a fantastic singer-songwriter. Of course, I'm speaking of one of my favorite people in the entire music world, Miss Karina Nestahl, all the way from Houston, Texas. Karina, how are you?
Hey, Jamie, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. The missus brought me a great big cup of coffee before we started. I am good to go. Woo!
That's great.
Yeah, we've been, it's so funny because I kind of joke around a little bit, but first day she got sick, I was like a butler in this place. I was Johnny on. I'm bringing her tea and everything and trays into the bed and doing all that. And then I think it was the second day, maybe the third, when I got sick, it just, the roles reversed. Yeah, she was right. So, good gal.
You guys are a good match.
Yeah, we're drinking orange juice like it's going out of business. We're trying to get better. Halloween's upon us. We usually have a few people over for.
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Big bonfire, and you know, we don't want anybody to get sick. We're trying to get all the no lines, the COVID test and all that before that happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or keeping everybody in kind of circling the airport mode. Hey, speaking of which, you got a whole brand new, this has nothing to do with it, but you've got a whole new EP out. How cool is this?
This is amazing. Yes. Have you had a chance to hear it?
I have the entire thing. I love it.
Oh, yeah, I loved it. Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you did.
We have been playing the video, which blows me out of the water, for American Dream. Yeah, I know.
Awesome.
What? How apropos, you know? It's perfect. I normally shy away from a lot of political stuff, but then there's just some asinine stuff that goes on. Actually, here in my state of Florida.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah.
I long for the day when I can say my state of South Florida, they should really cut it in half, because it's really two different cultures.
Right.
The governor and all that can stay up north as far as I'm. But we've got our fair share down here in South, too. Rubio and.
Same as Texas, Jamie. We're in the same boat.
Oh, man. I know. I feel bad. I feel bad about for Texas, because, well, you're in Houston. No, Houston. Oh, I've always found Houston. No, it's not. Austin. Weird as hell and very progressive. But Houston, I haven't known enough about Houston politically or culturally. Is it pretty swinging? I always have a good time in Houston. But I'm out at night, you know.
I feel that Texas has worked very hard to go in the purple direction because there's a lot of like our city council, our mayor, our county judge, they're blue, but they're trying to push them out. Every election is important, but this election is very important. And I would love to see some changes. I really would. I would love to see some changes.
I agree completely. Everybody looks at me and they're like, oh, Jamie, go paint another paint. What do you know? You know, you're a painter. And they're right. They're absolutely right. But I'm an old painter. I'm an old man. I've seen some things. And I'm telling you.
Yeah. You know your stuff.
Especially you ladies out there. If you don't watch it, that Handmaid's Tale on Hulu ain't going to be that far off.
Tell me about it.
You don't want that.
No, that's terrible. I already feel like we're in a Handmaid's Tale after the whole Roe versus Wade thing. So
it's crazy. All of it. And it's just a weird time we live. You know, the thing that on a cultural level, what gets me is just the amount of emboldened asshole that have come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And yes, people were like, oh, there's always been jerks and creeps. Not like this, man. Not I grew up in Detroit. If some of these Karens and Chads acted that, they'd get shot in the face. It wouldn't happen when in the area I grew up. But maybe not. You know, I was talking to my friend and who still lived there, and she said, things have changed. It's not like that anymore. I'm like, oh, and it was a stopgap of kicking that I think kept a lot of people in line. Yeah.
Oh.
People screaming in people's faces. And you didn't do that where I grew up.
You watched what you said because you didn't know who had a chainsaw in the trunk.
You know, with a rub.
Yeah. Exactly.
Detroit used to be mean. I'm not saying it isn't now. It's probably very nice. Please don't send me emails, people. I'm just saying when I grew up there, didn't mess around, man. You guys all saw 8 Mile. Yeah, I lived 3 miles south of that. It was bad.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
We looked at 8 Mile and went, wow, what a Shangri-La. What a nice environment.
Oh. Yeah, definitely. I've definitely heard Detroit is rough.
It used to be. I don't know about today. There may not be enough people to be rough today. It's interesting. I was just talking about this at a party not long back. Somebody was saying, you know, you're always bitching about Detroit. Oh, was there a lot of gangs? And I'm like, when I lived there, there were no gangs. Didn't happen. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yes, because in order for a gang to work, you have to have a bunch of crooks or whatever get along enough to have a gang. Nobody I grew up there would get along. Maybe be a gang of two. That was it. Yeah. Everybody hated each other or would kill each other. Bad.
Wow.
It was terrible. But anyway,
and I'm sure for an artist like you, that was just an interesting environment to grow up in.
Oh, you know, I say I grew up. The reality, I lived at home in a very big, nice house in the suburbs until I was 16. And then I moved down to the city because I thought I knew better. And my parents were just boring. And yeah, that was a mistake. When it's 16, 17, you don't think like that. Yeah, my moving out when I was a kid, it totally came down to an argument me and my father had gotten into. I can't remember what. And he said, you know, this is my house and my rules. You're privileged to live in my home. I went out and got my own room.
Wow.
I was the only person in my high school that had their own apartment. It was crazy.
Wow.
But now, when you moved out,
you were Marina, 18?
What was it like? I finished grad school. I learned my seventh language, fourth album.
No, I was definitely an adult when I moved out, and it really boiled down I was. You know,
girls are always smarter than guys.
And I didn't mind living with my mom. My mom's great. So, like, I didn't mind. And
I love her.
She's motherly, but, you know, what mother isn't? But for me, it was just, it boiled down to my brother wanted to live there, too. And I didn't want to live, you know, two adults sibling living and arguing together is not fun.
No.
That's not my idea.
It was time to go. Mm-hmm. So was it a nice place you went
into? My first apartment was super nice. 10 minutes south of downtown Houston. And it was like a garage apartment, but it was really nice. And I had everything I needed. And it was very private, very secluded. Like you had to know where I lived. And it had to be invite only type of thing. So nobody could find it. Yeah, it was really cool. I really enjoyed it. And it was probably about 5 or 10 minutes away from my dad's business, too. So I was getting in downtown and had a 10-minute ride to work. And then, you know, I could go see my dad after work or whatever. So it was pretty cool.
Nice. Well, now, for those who don't know, not only is Karina a fantastic singer-songwriter, just every time she drops something, it's out of the park. It's just gold. But she's so interesting on so many other levels, too. She is an avid bicyclist. Were you always a bicyclist, Karina?
Funny thing, no. As a kid, I was. But I'd say I took about a 20-year break.
Okay.
And I went back to it when I was living in L.A. I thought, oh.
Okay. Yeah, cheaper to get around.
A lot of people. Cheaper to get around, and everything's closer, and yeah, the traffic, I'd be on my bike, and I'd be passing all the cars, so for me, that was great. Sometimes, I'd even just go grocery shopping, and whatever I could fit in my backpack, that would be my grocery for the week, so it was fun, yeah.
Yeah, and you're eating better, you got fresh food. I mean, it's just so great. I have with gifted my my mother-in-law, somebody had given her a bike, and she's very, I love my mother-in-law. Don't get me wrong. She's very nice, and she's great.
Yeah.
She ain't going to be riding a bike around, though, and that's just not her thing. And so it got gifted to me. Hey, Jamie, you want this bike? Ooh. Can you do something with it? And so, of course, I looked at it, and I went, yes, I can do something with that. And I can never just have something like a normal thing. So I've been redesigning this bike and rebuilding it into a steampunk diesel tank. Think World War II military bike. It's pretty awesome.
Fun.
But I haven't unveiled it yet with any pictures. Well, give me about a month. It's got a little bit of work to do on it. The other day, it was so funny. Me and my wife were driving home. It might have been from Disney, actually. And there was a lady on a bike. And she had a trailer, you know, that I guess people put kids in, and she had her dog in it. And me and Danny just looked at each other. We're like, Mei-Ling would absolutely fit in the back of that. So there might be a trailer being attached to this for, you know, my dog. And my wife.
Yeah.
As she always points out, it's definitely my dog. But yeah, crazy. But I can't wait. I'll send you pictures, and you've inspired me, though, to get into cycling.
Oh, good. I think it's so much fun. It's such a great workout. Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly,
helps you keep healthy.
It's so much easier on your joints. And like, it also makes it a little fun to explore, because you see things on a bike that you wouldn't normally see in a car, since you're going too fast. And if you're walking, you just feel like you'll never get there. On a bike, just perfect speed.
Well, I can't wait. I was just watching a video by the 80s band ABC. The lead singer Martin Fry was being interviewed, and he's a big cyclist, him and his wife and family.
Okay.
Into it. Yeah, he was just showing off his bike. You know, he's one of these guys which will probably wind up, you know, during the pandemic, I got into barbecue. That's grilling. That was my big hobby. We now have 4 grills in the backyard. So I imagine with the bike, I'm like, which bike do I want to use today? I can see that happening. It's my personality.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I wanted to ask you. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to tell you, there's those fun ones where like lay back and you.
I've been looking at those. Yes, the tadpole.
Yeah. Right.
See the sprites on our mouth?
Those are so interesting.
Oh, my.
They're very expensive.
Like,
I was like, oh,
yeah,
but they're cool.
I don't know. You might get one, still tin painting, put all the money in the coffee can. You all right?
Well, there you go.
The problem is my wife would know there was a coffee can, and she'd be like, no, it ain't been going for one of them genius bikes. It ain't going to happen. We're going to have to pay some bills, buddy.
Right.
Annie, I joke. We live pretty nice, but. Hey, I wanted to ask you, your name, your ears must burn so often, because you are someone I talk a lot about to folk at parties or on the show or wherever. And one of the big topics I talk about you is with whenever crowdfunding comes up, because I've seen when we first met, you were crowdfunding, I believe it was your second album. Might have been the first.
Yes.
I think it was second.
Yeah, it was the second album. The third album. The third album. That's
third album. Yeah, because you've done a few. You're the expert.
Yes,
in my mind. And, you know, everybody just thinks they know everything before they do it. And I'm like, I have a good friend of mine, and she told me that when you crowdfund, it's like getting another full-time job. Get ready. You got to stay on top of it. And
yeah,
this was, I don't know, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
We had that conversation. And then I've seen, especially with indie film, any kind of project, I've seen great success, and I've seen people get into problems. What's the word I'm looking for? The goal, the stuff you get.
They don't deliver. Yes.
Exactly. And there's big issues with that when that happens. It isn't just, thinking, I don't want to say who it is or anything like that, or embarrassing, but I'm thinking of somebody right now that's going through that. Yeah. Not fun.
Yeah. You can't overpromise and underdeliver. These people have gone out of their way to support your dream financially. And you've made promises to them that you have to now keep.
Despite the costs or other things that happen, things come up in any business.
Right. I've
owned many.
And you have to communicate. I've definitely had things come up, and I just communicate with them and let them know that things are a little behind schedule. You know, I've even had people that I've had to chase down, you know, and be like, hey, do you want this photo shoot? Or, hey, do you still want me to take you to dinner? Or, you know, like, different stuff like
right.
that. And they're just, you know, they're too busy. They just wanted to be, you know, angel investors or something.
Which is great.
It's great. Yeah, no, I'm eternally grateful. You know, they signed up for, you know, a big package that had a lot of kickbacks in it, and they didn't really, they weren't worried about collecting them. They just wanted to support me. So that, for me, that's the ultimate.
And there is the occasional crazy person out there. This just happened to me. I have not told this story to anybody online or on the show or anything. This happened to me about a month ago. Woke up in the morning. Everybody knows I get up super early. First thing I do is check my email.
Yeah.
See what's going on. And I got a message on my website. There is a thing where on the contact us page where you fill in a little, you know, it's got a thing. You can fill in your message and you hit send and it sends it to me. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Looks great. So I got a thing in my email, got a message through the website. Okay. So I open it up and I look, and this woman is pissed. She is pissed. She's calling me every kind of name in the under the sun.
Oh.
And she's like, you painted, my daughter died and such, and you painted a painting of her, and it's the ugliest painting I've ever seen. And I've taped a picture over that painting. Because I'm like thinking to myself, why didn't you take the painting down and put the picture up instead?
Yeah.
And the thing is, I start thinking back, because she was given, I live in Las Vegas and blah, blah. And I'm thinking, I'm like, I remember painting this painting. It wasn't that bad. Yeah, no, I felt pretty good. And I remember this lady had, I remember the poet, it started coming back to me. This was 15 years ago that this happened. Now, we do have, on my website, we have a thing where, you know, it's 2 weeks, 14 days, where you can get a refund. And, you know, like, oh, we'll make it right. Get it how you're happy with it.
Yeah.
I don't have a 15-year one. You know, 15 years later. And she had ordered this painting, and it was, I do them all the time. I'm not a big fan of doing memorial painting, because they really need to be, you can't mess, it's like doing a tattoo. You can't mess it up. You know, this is somebody, loved one who's passed on. It just has to.
Yes.
And I want all my paintings to be right, but there's just a little level of pressure on it, but I do them. It's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't be a portrait painter if you don't. I mean, that's just part of it. So I remember that I told her, I said, no, man, she was pretty upset at the time. And of course, and her daughter passed away a few months prior to this, and in a car crash, I think, if memory serves me right.
Oh.
Yeah, it was terrible. Teen. And this is what happened. I said, I didn't know your daughter, so I'm going to need a picture or two to see what she looks like so I can work from that. I don't know what she looked like. I want you to be happy. So it's like the only picture I have, which was a lie apparently, because she had the one she posted taped over the painting, is this school ID. She had her school ID that had a black and white picture about an inch by an inch square. And she gave me the ID. She goes, I said, man, I can't really see this that well. She goes, oh, just fill in what you need to, and it'll be fine, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, sure. Anyway, that's how she wanted to go. And though I did the painting, she had paid a deposit. She loved it, paid the rest of the deposit for the painting, gave her back the school ID, and everybody was happy, and everybody went on their way. Apparently, she wasn't.
Okay.
15 years passed, and
Oh my God.
She was drunk or decided to unleash on me via email. But yeah, so there's the crazy ones out there we fill out. And I'm not saying you run into all types on the internet. And yeah. I was really upset about that, actually. My wife, what are you upset? I said, well, should I repaint the picture? Like, no, it's been 15 years. Are you crazy? Repaint it if she wants to pay you.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I never heard from her again.
That's so crazy. Yeah, 16 years later, what could she possibly expect?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It was weird, though. It was very weird. But what I wanted to ask you, because you are the expert at crowdfunding and all of this, and dealing with folks, all types of people on the internet, I'm sure. Did you crowdfund this EP, or is this one you got it done differently?
I did not. I funded it myself. Yeah.
That's involved.
This is
an American Dream video. It didn't look cheaply made to me. No, that wasn't. pretty awesome.
That is an interesting process that we did, but that video took about a year to film and
really,
I should say, brainstorm for the idea, film, edit. We were going back and forth about just like the concept and the, you know, if we needed to shoot more for it, because we thought we needed more footage. But I think we have enough footage and let's try to make do. And John just said, okay, let's see what we can do. And so we went back and forth on some of the takes and some of the shots and kind of worked it out. But yeah, it was a very involved process.
The relief. Oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the release date was very apropos. I don't know if you had heard about this, Karina. The governor in our state, I guess, figured that Texans didn't know how to handle immigrants at the border or something, and went down there and flew a bunch of them to Martha Stewart or Martha's Vineyard. Not Martha Stewart. I think she lives up there somewhere. Like, oh, yeah. Illegal. It's very shocking. People that were here illegally. And
The
funniest part of that story is the hurricane happened right after, and then Florida actually had to get, they were importing migrants to help with the cleanup and do all the work. They couldn't handle it. So stupid. This is the world we live in. So this video really reminded, maybe because that was in the news and whatnot when it was going, was happening a lot. And then I saw this American Dream video when you sent it over to me the first time. I'm like, this is amazing. I've never seen Karina go political like this, but it's great.
Yeah.
Was that done on purpose, releasing it at that time when all that was happening?
It was. That was the same week that we released the EP. And I was trying to submit it for the Grammys as well. And I missed it by a day. So I actually wished I had released it on the 30th instead of the 1st, because that cost me my submission for the year. But that's besides the point. That song we wrote when COVID had just started. Like, it was fresh. There was so much going on. We were fearing our lives, and we were at home, and we couldn't leave, and we were just scared that we were going to die along with everyone that had already passed away. And so it was just such an interesting time, and it just sort of felt like you always look for something or someone to blame. At this particular point, it was just like, well, what are you doing? What is happening? How are we coming together other than the playing ground has been leveled? What are we doing collectively? And so I wrote this song, and I also wrote it kind of in dedication to our planet, because we're also dealing with so many planetary changes, our climate change. I mean, no one can deny that climate change is a planet, but people still do, despite, you know, the old science. Yeah.
And it's crazy. I saw somebody on the news going on about it. And they were in Fort Myers, Florida. They were standing in what was left of their home. And there was a yacht on top of their home. And they're like, I don't know about this climate change. I'm like, look behind you, man. Look behind you.
How can you?
But anyway,
it's so crazy. Yeah, it's so crazy. And it just makes you think, how could you possibly overlook it? So there was just a lot going on at the time. I feel like we were all in a state of pandemonium, just complete pandemonium. And so American Dream, things were changing. Things have changed so much for all of us in the last 2 years. We all lost the year of our lives. Oh, we all did. And then, of course, we had our previous president. All that stuff, exactly. Yeah. And so I just felt like I wanted to say something. We, as artists, we have a responsibility to be the voices for people who aren't saying it, mm-hmm. don't have a voice. And I take my responsibility very seriously.
Well, we're gifted with it, gifted or cursed with it, whatever you look at it either way. That, you know, I remember in the 2016 election, I was at a dinner party probably a week after one of our neighbors was having a party, and I was over there. And where I lived is there's a lot of people of a certain age here. Nothing wrong with that, South Florida. But there's a lot of conservative people also. You have that group. You have a large Cuban group, which in South Florida is very conservative. And so I'm listening to all this stuff, and I'm not saying a lot. Oh, I'm just smiling and nodding, and I don't want to get into it with anybody. No, I'm not. It's a party. And that's the last thing I want to do. And this woman, very well-to-do woman, took me aside, and she said, man, your job just got tough. And I said, what do you mean? And I didn't know what she was talking about. She goes, as an artist, your job is to comment or distract. And you're going to have a lot of distracting to do on that. Never thought about it that way. It was interesting. You're absolutely right. How people look to you. And the other thing, Karina, is as a Latino woman, you're a successful Latino woman. You're living the dream that so many young Latino and just people in general, so many young women want to be doing. You know? That's why you have shows like The Voice, and they all want to be singers, stars, and travel around the world. You went around the world with the UFO. You've done all this cool stuff. You're hanging out. Oh, you're very glamorous. Of course they want that. They look up to you. And so it is important that you do say something.
Yeah. And it was very ballsy of me to say something, because I wanted to voice my concern and be very tactful. Because again, I feel like I, along with other artists like yourself, are the voice of the people. And being that I'm the representation of the flag painted on my face is everything that I am, that I represent. So I have a Cuban father, I have a Mexican mother, but I am American. I was born here in Texas. So I made sure to
it isn't that you're just saying that. Everybody, lots of people say, oh, I'm American, I'm very patriotic. No, Karina was dropped into a war zone with the UFO folk to try to give these folks a break. I mean, she's the real deal. And just because you happen to be born in a certain geographical locale doesn't, when the rubber hits the road, that doesn't say much. Now, with what you do, Karina's done a lot.
I'm definitely blessed, Damon, and thank you. Now, I know you always to inform the audience in there and everything and let them know about my background. So I've been very blessed to live as an artist. My parents were both immigrants. My father had to leave a communist country. And so essentially, he stood for something so big. And he really, truly was proud to be an American. Like, he was so proud because he, as much as he loved his country, he was very disappointed with how everything had evolved. And there was no progress. There was no progress. And I still have family there. I'm still trying to get back to see because I've never met them. And now my father is gone. He passed away. And we were just never able to get back.
But it's gotta be crazy too. When you see hurricanes or the news or something, you're like, oh, Cuba's getting better. You know what I mean? You're like,
yeah.
Geez, I hope the fam's okay.
And crushes my soul because we're in a country that has so much, even with the recent shortages from supply and demand, whatever. There's been shortages. We don't have the shortages they have. When they call me or message me and tell me that they can't find something or they can't eat something or they can't find some medicine or whatever, it breaks my heart because I know that we have so much of that here and I wish I could send it to them, but I can't because our country doesn't have those relations.
Absolutely.
I feel really helpless. I feel really helpless a lot.
Absolutely.
Because although I've
never met them, and
we have a connection.
Well, and even in my little world, the little art world that I'm in, I was working on a deal. There was a tattoo piercing place, like anywhere. Happened to be in Moscow.
Yeah.
They had bought a couple paintings. Great. Oh, hey, I got some cool painting in a Moscow tattoo place. I thought that was pretty neat. They wanted to buy some more. And then the war happened with Ukraine. All postal service stopped. Can't be getting anything to Moscow. Oh, it ain't going to happen. And it's not because of the tattoo people. They missed out. I missed out on a couple. Oh, but there's people sleeping in subways. All little kids and stuff. I'm like.
Yeah.
I am the big picture, but yeah, it's a weird place. But the thing with immigrants that I'm amazed at is, you know, your father, among all the other immigrants, have paid the freight. Anybody that's willing to go through what they went through to be here, I have no problem being their neighbor. I'm like, yes, those are patriots. They wanted to be here. I'll risk life and limb. And what did Bubba down the street here do? Buy a monster truck? Right. Yeah, then shit. Just my opinion. I'm sure I'll get emails about it, but nobody listens to my show.
And people do listen to your show, but I'll say this. Immigrants always take the job that regular people don't want.
Absolutely.
Maintenance job, cleaning job, gardening jobs, like they're always taking the job people don't want, mostly cleanup jobs. And when people say they come and they take our job, not true. It's not true at all. And when I think of someone like my father, who honestly did not have anything at all,
showing up into a whole new country.
Yeah, just succeed the way he did. You know, it is so impressive. I don't even know if
owned a business
success, but owned a business,
owned home, and raised kids,
and owned several homes exactly. And you know, I just like I don't know if I'll ever have the success he had, but I'm just so proud that I came from it. It's truly beautiful.
You know, American Dream was very much from the heart. It was very much like I'm watching all of this and transpire. And I just, as someone that is American and was educated here, despite what my background is and who I've come from, I have a right to say that things are changing, and I can't say they're in favor of the people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaks a couple languages, folks. Nothing wrong with that. I don't know when in our country that became an issue. Person speaks too, they're too smart. Oh, they don't belong. Are you kidding me? That's all I want in our country is smart people. Be thankful that the old Indian here ain't in charge. You don't want me in charge of immigration. You really don't. Anyhow, let's play American Dream. So we'll play it, and then we'll talk about it, and Karina will let us know what that's about. Here it is, folks. This is American Dream. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was American Dream by Karina Nestall. Karina, I love it.
And definitely.
Fantastic video. Fantastic video. I'll be posting that video after the show. But as always, I'm sure this is out. The EP is out everywhere, wherever you can pick up music, folks. But people always ask me, they say, where's the best place to get the music that, you know, from the artists you have on the show and whatnot. And my number one answer is always, at a show, there's always a merch table.
Right.
However, the weird world still a little bit. Yeah. But if you can't get to a show or whatnot, if you can get it directly from the artist, how it works, folks, when you buy music on a streaming service or whatnot, there's nothing wrong with this. Everybody has to make a living. But think of it like a pie. The streaming service gets part of that pie. The artist gets part of that pie. I'm not going to go into how much they get. You can Google that yourself.
Not a lot.
And be amazed at that type of highway robbery that we all do. But if you can buy it direct, they get a much larger piece of the pie. Just the way it is.
Absolutely. Yes, I have hard copies that literally just came in for the album release party this Saturday. So I have hard copies and I will be printing vinyl as well, but
they're backed up right now. Isn't there on vinyl?
They're backed up. Yeah, they're backed up. So don't expect vinyl till next year and maybe mid next year because of how backed up all these manufacturers are. But I will be pressing vinyl. And if you want to just support me right now and you're into the digital copy, you can go to my Bandcamp, and there is a bonus track on the Bandcamp that is not on the album. Yeah, so my Bandcamp supporters get something that no one else is getting. And it's just a $5 donation towards me. And if it's a Bandcamp Friday, which I know, well, it's only five songs. If it's a Bandcamp Friday, Bandcamp does something really cool for their artists, and they let artists have the entire amount, so they don't throw their platform fee in there. I don't know if it's coming up. It might be November 4th. I'm not sure. Just feel free to go to Bandcamp if you'd like to get it now.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, I will be posting on all my social media and on the show page here the direct link to Karina Bandcamp. We have all the links of her main website and all of her social media, including TikTok. I know everybody wants to see the TikTok.
So much fun.
Well, I just want to go on record and say, folks, regarding TikTok, I am a TikTok listener. I really am. Every night when we go to bed, my wife drifts off to sleep watching TikTok. And that means I hear that as she's. So I may not have a TikTok page, but I support it just by listening to it. It was so funny the other day. Oh, my God. So before we go to bed, you know, she went to bed first, and I was shutting the house. I went to the washroom, which is across from the bedroom, and I heard her. She was watching a TikTok or a reel or something that I don't know what it is. Yeah, it was Rihanna's Umbrella song. And I'm like, oh, it's Rihanna. Haven't heard that in a minute. Yeah, I made a mental note. I said, I have to remind her about the cool German band, which they live in what would have been East Germany, but it is that I like, that did a really cool cover of that. Tell her about it in the morning. That was my thought.
Okay.
So I shut the house down, lost everything, did the alarm, all that kind of stuff. And then I went in to go to bed, and she's still watching the TikTok, and Rihanna is still singing 25 minutes later. And then I look, and then I start hearing her. She starts, little cute little girl snores that she had. And I'm like, she's asleep. And Rihanna's on repeat. It's like a loop. So I hated to do it, but I had to wake her up. Baby, please shut off the Rihanna. I can't go to sleep. Let's make an Umbrella on repeat. She did. And she was immediately back to sleep. So it all worked out. But yeah, she fell asleep watching TikTok. Right?
Oh, I wish I had that talent.
But yeah, I know for a fact she listened to Rihanna for 25 minutes. Just the same little 10-second clip of that song. Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
They use that for torture in jail or something. crazy. So that's cool. The EP is out. We'll have a direct link to Karina in our Bandcamp. But Karina, we have all those. Super easy to find. All you got to put in is Karina in the Stall. And
yes.
There she is.
I'm
Grant, you have no idea how many bands don't do that. They have different things for each thing. And come on.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
But you've been, this is album 7 for you, I think?
Yes. It is.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. And now she just keeps making these great, this great music for us and just keeps going. Fantastic. Very inspiring. It inspires my soul.
DJ Hiroki, Karina Nistal. Escucho en mi mente cuando no estás aquí todas las veces que tú me has hecho reír. Te llevo en mi corazón, te llevo en mi ser, esta esencia tan pura de que se entera la gente. No puedo explicar cómo me haces sentir una felicidad que es única. Llevo este amor con mucho orgullo de día a día porque no hay nadie en este mundo como tú.
It's like it's soul-inspired. See what I did there?
I like how you did that.
No, we have a couple other
no
tracks. I want to play another
you
track.
You're painting, Jamie.
I don't know how to do anything else.
I don't know how to do anything.
You hear my voice, Karina? I couldn't be a singer.
I wanted to ask you before
before we play tonight. Speaking of singing, you've got such a fantastic voice. During the pandemic, I think it was during the pandemic, is when you start doing this. You started doing these Saturday night covers. You would sing, it was like a live stream, fantastic painting behind you when you did this.
Yeah,
you would do a live stream,
your painting.
You would pick a track and some obscure stuff too. You explain about it, the story behind it and whatnot. And then you'd sing live on Facebook, and I think Instagram. Are you still doing those?
I'm not gone live on Facebook in a while. And I called it a late night roll call with Karina Nistal because sometimes I was just up late and I was thinking like, what could I do for my fellow human that would have bring a little joy to their life during this crazy pandemic? And I thought a lot of people are going live. I might as well go live. So I did that for about a year. And then I got on TikTok and I've just been doing, there's a lot of them. I got live on TikTok and just started doing a bunch of duets. So that's what I've been doing in its place. Yeah. And then I post them onto my Instagram and my Facebook, but I don't know, maybe I'll go back and do those, because I've had quite a few people say, oh, I missed those, and no, please come back. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
But I get you're a busy lady. You got a lot going on. You dropped an album.
It's happening. Never too busy to bring a smile to the people that lift me up too.
Absolutely. You know, you're just one of those artists that get it. I come across a lot of, in my world, the painting world, everybody's just, you come across people and it's sad to see when they're just worried about themselves. They're not trying to help anybody out. They're just, that turns me off because I'm not that way.
Yeah. But
doing something cool, I want to let people know about it.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. That's how it is. I'm not one of those people that they're like, oh, well, I did this for you. You have to do this. No.
But you're not expecting anything for me. That painting that you did of my mom in Paris for our special mother-daughter trip.
She was the most beautiful thing in that. And folks, she's standing next to the Eiffel Tower, but Karina's mom.
Oh my goodness.
Overshadowed.
Let me tell you. She loved, we both love that painting, but just for her to look up and see that someone has commemorated her trip in a painting. She just loves it. And she's a big fan. And yeah, she's a big fan, but thank you for doing
one of my favorite things.
That was very special. Thank you.
That makes my day. I hope you guys are sure you had a good time there.
Oh,
you guys were there
in
a couple of weeks?
We were there a couple of days. We went to London and Paris and Venice. We were there for about...
Paris is a hard thing to do in a couple of days.
I know. Tell me about it. There's so much, and the museums were just amazing. And I could literally take her anywhere walking as long as I got her a gelato before the end of the day. That was our
She
needs
one of those
She's
Disney.
Like, I'm tired.
Disney scooters.
I got her a Rickshaw rider, too.
There's too many stairs in Paris. Everywhere you go, there's stairs.
Yeah, exactly. And she was such a trooper. Like, I got to give it to her. So I'm really glad we went. And I hope I can get her to Rome because she said I forgot Rome. I got to figure out how to get this lady to Rome.
Got to get a coffee can out. Start putting tip money in the coffee
can. I'm telling
you.
Yes, I'm going to steal your idea.
Oh, man. Well, it's great. I love Paris. I've always loved Paris. Paris is the first international city that I ever went to many, many years ago. And I lucked out, though. Because in those days, I had my big crazy hair. My hair is still pretty crazy, but it's not like it used to be. And apparently, there was this rock and roll singer named M, who I'd never heard of, that apparently everybody in Paris had. And we looked exactly alike. Like, it was like a Freaky Friday type deal. Yeah, so everywhere I went, they thought I was this rock star. So there was no waiting. And I went to the Moulin Rouge. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a three-hour wait. That I got to skip that. No, I I never purported to be this. I just grunted and didn't say anything. And people just assumed. And I waited 15 minutes in line at the Moulin Rouge. And then my elbows were on the stage before I knew it.
Wow.
A complimentary bottle of vodka. Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, wow.
Had a great time. Met Johnny Depp in Paris. Yeah, it was had a good time. It was a good
time. Oh, my God.
It was terrible.
What did you think about that crazy trial? Wasn't that
wild? Yeah. Well, I normally don't watch stuff like that. But I got sucked into it.
Yeah.
My wife would come home from work and I'm like, oh, you'll never believe on my lunch today I was watching the trial. And here's what I'll give it a play-by-play of it. Yeah. It was very telling. And let me put this out there, ladies and gentlemen. I've been in Johnny's shoes to an extent. Meaning that I've been to 50 people. It has happened.
Yeah.
There was a time in my life when you could put 100 women that were 99 of them were nice and perfect and wonderful in a room with one whack job and turn me loose in there. And I'd leave with the whack job every time. So I met my wife, of course. Yeah. Maybe I was the common denominator. Maybe I drove them to it. It's entirely possible. But yeah, but I felt bad for John. I felt bad.
And yeah, me
too. Getting caught in lies. I was like, come on. Come on. But I think her career is probably over. She'll wind up in real estate or something.
She might end up in Hallmark on the Hallmark channel in 5 years.
I just saw Lindsay Lohan in a Hallmark movie. I was like, whoa.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Let's
play another track before we get too much into the gossip. Let's play another track. I've got the whole album queued up. Which other track besides American Dream should we play, Karina? Should we throw on the people here?
Let's play Believe.
Believe, okay. Now this is the Energy Pura track. I hope I said that.
Yes, Energia Pura, yes.
Actually, there you go. I can never get that. I mean, I live in South Florida. You would think some of this has rubbed off on me, but it has. Here
you
is, ladies and gentlemen.
You with me lately.
I'm telling you. Oh, man. Here it is.
Yeah.
And there it is, folks. That was Believe, and I'll let Karina fill in the Spanish part of this. What version of this was Believe?
So Believe, it was a track that kind of had, it was a two-part track. So it's okay. Almost, it almost sounds like another song and playing. But when I wrote Believe, I wanted to dedicate a song to graduates because I feel like graduates don't have enough songs. And when you graduate, you know, I remember just being so like lost in the way because you're closing a chapter, you're opening a new one, and you're just, how is this going to be? What am I going to do? Right. I know I want to go to school for this, but I don't know. Just that becoming an adult.
Well, your social world at the time closes on that
reality. Exactly. Yeah. So I wrote that song initially for graduates, and then I realized, you know what? We all need this message. We all need this message that we need to be believing in ourselves. You know, there's not enough of that. There's not enough people believing in themselves. I feel like we go through life not believing in ourselves enough. And, you know, for the most part, we get things done, but are we ever confident about how we're getting it done? I thought this would be a good song for everyone. Energía Pura is just, it was a rap, just kind of going into how we have that pure energy. We have that pure energy within. And if we just let our light shine, that pure energy is going to show everyone how amazing you
right.
are. We're all amazing in our own way. And I say, the sun doesn't ask the moon for permission to shine because it doesn't. It just shines. And we don't have to ask for permission. We can shine our light and show everyone how bright we can be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Folks, there's no better feeling than succeeding. When someone seeing that you succeeded and when they were telling you that you weren't going to. You
have
rocket fuel. Seriously. You don't have to rub anything in anybody's face. Just quiet dignity, but quiet dignity on top is glitch.
Yes, absolutely.
Very, very true. Very true. Well, Karina, I wanted to also mention for those in the greater Houston, Texas area, this Saturday is a very important night.
Yes.
Tonight. The big party. Tell us about the big party. Where is it? When is it? How much? What's the deal?
The big party is at Curtain Call in downtown. It's 530 Texas Avenue. And it's basically next to the Big Hard Rock. It's the Bayou City Music Center.
Nice.
You can't miss it. It's a great venue. And we're having a Halloween costume party and a Halloween costume contest. The whole night goes from 9 to 1. I've got DJ friends, and I'll be performing at 11. There's no cover. I just want people to come out and have a good time. I feel like we've been stuck at home for so long. Yeah, there's no cover. Just bring a friend, bring your partner, your spouse, your whoever you want to bring. It's 21 and up. And I'm excited to see everyone, and I'm excited to perform the new material.
Absolutely cool. And you'll have hard copies of the EP, Soulspire, there.
I'm going to have lots of merch.
There you go, baby. There you go. I'm telling you, that's the way to do it. And I'll tell people out there, too, if you can go, pick up a copy. If you can, I don't know, maybe buy her a shot or something, or do something, get her to sign it, and then, who knows, in a year, you'll be on the Pawn Stars, you'll be broke, you'll be a problem, whip this out, I'll say, that's worth $10,000, here you go, cash, right now.
Yes.
It'll be amazing. The farm will be saved. It'll be great.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Karina, I watched because I'm an old man, I watched the Antiques Roadshow, and I have that fan, though, I'm like, 100 years from now, they're doing the show on the moon. They whip out the Jamie Roth painting, and they're like, "Yeah, worth a million moon bucks." I have that. You never know. You never know.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this cough button. I love this cough. I just cough. Nobody even knew. Did you hear that, Karina? Can the guest hear it and not just the audience? Well, there you go. I love it. It was worth the $40 on Amazon. I'm digging that. Earned it late. Anyhow, everybody, we will be back. It's going to wrap things up for us tonight, but we will be back tomorrow. We've got a fantastic author. He wrote this fantasy series. There's two books in it right now, and I think he's working on a third. We'll find out tomorrow. Rob, he's going to be on tomorrow with us talking about it. And just I promised you guys, we're going to start doing some book authors and whatnot as well. Kind of mix things up a little bit. And he's great. It's a great book. And that'll be tomorrow at 3 o'clock my time. So 3 o'clock East Coast. Rob Weldon. He's a very cool book. Think Neil Gaiman, all that kind of stuff. Very, very cool stuff. And we got a whole week of show. Yeah, we're going to be doing things. Hey, a final note, just because a lot of people have been emailing me. They don't call the email, but DMing me. Yes, some people have been throwing stuff on paintings in England and whatnot.
Oh.
Let me just point out to everybody freaking out about this. Nobody got hurt. That's a good thing. And yeah, the painting on Sunday that got the mashed potatoes thrown at it was worth $110 million Monet. Let me just calm everybody down. Anybody who spends $110 million on doesn't have it just out to the public.
Right.
The sort of things like that. There's crazy people in the world. It's sealed. It was not damaged. None of these things are damaged. And I'll tell you another little secret about museums. A lot of the paintings are Gilles Clay print. It's a big printer that prints with paint. And computers can do it so it looks just like a painting, but it's actually a Gilles Clay print. And the real $110 million painting is in a vault somewhere where nobody gets to look at it, except the cast who paid $110 million.
Yeah, really.
But yeah, so I know everybody's worked up and they're like, oh, this must really be getting your... No, it doesn't. And I will say the climate activists have a point.
Oh, yeah.
Make some changes. I saw a guy on the news whose house was crashed from the flood, from the hurricane, with a yacht on top, on the roof. That's the problem.
Oh, no.
California's burning up, man.
Yeah.
The mashed potato. The way to bring attention to it.
Oh, God.
I don't really care that much, to be honest. I'm in that world. But no, that wasn't the original. It was sealed and lasers couldn't get in it. So yeah, so calm down. Calm down. Anyhow, but what I do want you to do, especially if you're in the greater Texas area, you can't say greater Texas area because that can still be
right
away.
So
the greater Houston area, get down to the show on Saturday. Go see Karina because I'm wishing I was there, but I won't be able. But you're going to knock it out of the park, Karina. You always do. You always do.
You got everything. Jamie.
You've got the outfit, everything all ready to go.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been preparing for a few weeks now, so I'm sure there will be some video online.
Nice. Why can't we? Karina is always. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, you're so good at it and you're so inspiring to so many people, and myself included. You're just great.
Thank you.
Seriously. Aww. You're real good at what you do.
Thank you. I feel the same way, Jamie.
Thank you. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Llega de muchas formas, inspiración, salir de las normas. La gente ahí va a estar, hablando hasta que le pese la mandíbula. Por eso yo levanto mi vibración, a ser más consciente de lo que atraigo. Aguas, aguas, no te vayas a quemar. Nuestra existencia es única. A veces en la vida hay mala vibra. No sea víctima, así solo diga. Aquí la mala vibra no es bienvenida. Aquí la mala vibra no es bienvenida. Purificación y protección. Quita la mala vibra de alrededor. Un poquito más de savia para limpiar esa mala vibra. Purificación y protección.
solos hay que despedirla. Esa conocida que fue tu amiga sonreía en tu cara, después te fingía. A veces las personas son tan torcidas, nunca puede ser suficiente prevenida. A veces yo temo estar distraída. No te vayas a esperar que no llegue la mala vibra. Purificación y protección, quita la mala vibra de alrededor. Un poquito más de sabia para limpiar esa mala vibra. Purificación y protección, quita la mala vibra de alrededor. Un poquito más de sabia para regresar esa buena vibra. La buena vibra, aquí solo está bienvenida. La buena vibra, ajá, la buena vibra. Hay que proteger tu paz, tu paz, tu paz, tu paz. Hay que proteger tu paz, tu paz, tu paz. Aquí solo está bienvenida la buena vibra, la buena vibra.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks' Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rock, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.